It is not in the imagination of man to conceive that his creditor has demands upon him which must be satisfied, and that he must do to others as others must do to him. A creditor is a personification of exaction. He is supposed to be always taking in and never giving out. People idly fancy that the possession of riches is desirable. What blindness! Spend and regale! Save a shilling, and you lay it by for a thief. The prudent men are the men that live beyond their means. Happen what may, they are safe. They have taken time by the forelock. They have anticipated fortune. The wealthy fool with gold in store has only denied himself so much enjoyment, which another will seize at his expense. Look at these people in a panic. See who are the fools then. You know them by their long faces. You may say, as one of them goes by in an agony of apprehension, there is a stupid fellow who fancied himself rich because he had $50,000 in bank. The history of the last 10 years has taught the moral, spend and regale. Whatever is laid up beyond the present hour is put in jeopardy. There is no certainty but in instant enjoyment. Look at schoolboys sharing a plum cake.